Ba-doop, boop, boop. Great voice, no training. Ba-da-da.
I was so excited to be asked to audition. And the role, I swear, it's like it was written for me.
A dream role, eh, Michaela?
Well, yeah, Minnie. I mean, it would be if I got it.
Have you done the audition yet? What's it called?
I have. I signed an NDA, so I can't say much, but I sent it in last week. No idea when, if I'll hear anything, but it was just a blast to audition for it. Have you ever read a part and felt like it was you?
No.
Nope.
That's a big no from me, too.
Really?
Really. Most of the parts I see are juvenile male fantasies. I haven't seen any lesbian superheroines yet. Although I hear audio drama is the right neighborhood. I'll need to investigate. I see a lot of ditzy and slutty female roles supporting idiot narcissistic male leads. How about you, Sage?
You think you have it tough? Your privilege is showing. Try being trans, babe. Nothing has come across my desk yet written for me.
Ugh, I hadn't thought about that. It's getting a little better though, right?
Because you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I heard Doctor Who redacted a few weeks ago and fell in love with it for 50 reasons.
Yes, Cleo?
Oh my gosh, loved it. And Zombies Run. There are a few dream roles.
And Barbie had a fantastic trans actress that wasn't called out in any way. She was just another beautiful Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so how do you decide what parts to audition for?
You know the whole, the audition is the job advice? Whether I fit exactly what they're asking for or not, if I feel the story, I just go for it.
You're fantastic. Anyone would be lucky to book you. Representation is so important. We need more people sharing and making their stories. I've had a few ideas rolling around.
Yeah, me too. Lots of stories to tell. Let's make them.
Yes, I'm in. Seriously.
Seriously, me too.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. Now, gotta run. Those robots won't make themselves. Have a great day.
Time flies. Off to the salt mines for me as well.
See you next week.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, they are so cool. They're such sweethearts.
Totally. And robot making art gallery running geniuses at that. Speaking of sweethearts, I haven't been one.
Huh? Ooh, what did you do?
I mean, specifically with you. I've been meaning to mention, I mean, I wasn't sure how to bring it up. And. I was going to tell you, but then time passed.
What did you want to tell me?
Yeah, so about Red Warehouse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I bragging too much? No, now I feel bad.
No. So a funny thing happened, and I was going to bring it up, and the longer I don't, it's starting to get weird.
Okay.
Remember Belle from the VO conference?
Yeah, Belle Magnolia and Jack Vanguard, power couple of the South.
Right. She sent me a link to audition for Red Warehouse as well. I auditioned. And I should have told you right away, but I didn't because NDA and I was nervous. And I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, don't be silly. If you had the chance, you had to take it.
I did, yeah.
And our voices are so different. If somebody wants you, they don't want me and vice versa.
Right. I'm really sorry I didn't tell you right away.
Don't worry about it.
I did. I did worry about it.
Well, you shouldn't. There are only so many roles. We're probably going to audition for the same ones now and then.
Yeah, especially if you're auditioning for tiny lesbian superheroines.
So, what did you think about the War Queen?
Sorry?
The War Queen. Did you like the read? I stand before you on this mountain drenched in blood.
Huh? Was the mountain drenched in blood or the War Queen? I read for Glegla the shopkeeper. I always dry my wet socks over the stove, so long as they don't drip in the soup, I'm golden, Glegla.
I never heard that line or that part. You felt guilty all this time, and we didn't even read for the same parts. I read for the War Queen.
Okay, that's hilarious. Oh, I should have told you. I will always tell you in the future, NDA willing.
Me too. I promise.
I do think it's kind of funny that they asked you to audition for the War Queen, and I got Glegla. Not offended. Happy to be asked to read it all, but...
You'd be great for any role.
Thanks. I don't feel very good. I'm going to call it a night.
At 4 p.m.? Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm coming down with something. I'm glad I got the audition in before whatever the heck is hitting me hit me, because it's hit me.
That's awful. Aw, I hope you feel better soon. I hope you didn't catch anything at the conference. I'll call you tomorrow and check in then.
Okay, thanks, Michaela. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Minnie?
Oh, I'm sorry. She can't get to the phone right now. Can I take a message?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Michaela. We're voiceover buddies. Could you please let her know that I called? She said she was coming down with something yesterday or last night, and I wanted to make sure she was okay.
Oh, Michaela. I've heard a lot about you. I'm Laura. It's nice to meet you, though the circumstances could be better. I'm afraid Minnie tested positive for COVID, and it's really very sick.
Oh, no. I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she has no voice at all. 20 years together, and I've never seen her this sick.
I'm really surprised. I thought she wore a mask the whole time.
Well, except for the dance.
Oh. Ooh, it was outdoors. Crap. I tested when I got home out of an abundance of caution, and I tested negative.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't get it.
Thanks. I'm so sorry Minnie did. I hope you don't get it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for calling. She's sleeping now, but I'll let her know you did when she wakes.
Thank you so much, Laura. It's so nice to meet you. Best wishes for a speedy recovery.
Oh, thank you, Michaela. Bye.
Bye.
Mom, what's wrong?
Minnie got COVID.
Oh, that sucks.
Poor Minnie. I was going to ask her about social media.
Social media.
Right. I auditioned for a role and they asked me if I had a social media present. I'm not really up on the Tinderbox or Discordance.
You're killing me.
I had a MySpace page.
I'm sure you did.
Hey! Do you want to help me with... Where'd she go? Gemma? Jem?
We hope you enjoyed Great Voice No Training, Season 2, Episode 1, The Perfect Role. Starring Robin Tracy Williams as Minnie, Molly Rock as Michaela, Diana Helen Kennedy as Gemma Ray, Renny Amoros as Laura, Lily Asuda as Sasha, and Jess Abad as Sage. Kathy Perry, Script Consultant. Please visit greatvoicenotraining.com for more fun. And a shout out to drummer Josh. Thanks for listening.